Blog Talk Radio.
Do me a favor and make some noise, everybody. This is my tribute to the sound of the 80s, the early 90s. Back in the day when we used to wear choir robes, y'all remember that? Come on, D.O.B. and B.O.I. Say, Lord,
I really
want
to live my life.
Totally.
Totally.
Pleasing unto thee.
With Past Generation Lost in the Mix, Effective by Sight, hosted by none other than yours truly, Evangelist Missionary Dr. Katrina M. Sanders, from the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, where the founder and the pastor is District Superintendent Pastor Robert I. Sanders II. Yes, the Cubs are winning by 1 point. They 3-2 with the Cleveland Indians, so we need a couple of more. We got a couple of more. We still got a little time. But anyway, I hope everyone had a beautiful Sunday service on today. It was cold out there today here in Chicago. But thank God Pastor Sanders was sitting right here by me. And he's nodding in and off, so he may say something. He may not say something. I'm not sure. But I hope you all were able to get the word of God on today while you went to church. You know, when you go to church, you're supposed to go and get receive a word. You should not be discouraged from going to church where you just feel like you just really wasted your time. You should be able to find something that will be durable enough for you to be able to help you get what you need in order to be saved. And I'm learning a lot of people are not really going to church the right way, but that's not the topic of the night. I'm gonna get into that probably one day this week. Listen, I am concerned about a lot of things that happen on social media. It's saying is using social media to blog or broadcast real news or just a gossip blog. I recall when I first got off in the radio television production in high school, all 4 years, I learned how to produce television programs. The camera, I learned. Editing, I learned. Miss Paul Kane, that was my teacher. We had a double peer for radio television productions. That was in my morning class. And Chuck Fowler, who has Chucky Vision, the one that did the documentary on the Ben Wilson here in Chicago, he hands-on trained us, and so did Mr. Paul. I loved him. I loved him because he showed us how to work the cameras, how to pan. One of my counterparts, my classmates, Ulysses Belcher and myself, we won second place in technology. A lot of people didn't know what I was doing in high school because you didn't ask me. But the thing about it is that I learned a lot, you know, and our king stood out in television production because we had the best news media broadcast, commercials. We did a lot. So I'm not ignorant to the laws of the FCC, but what I'm starting to see on a lot of YouTubes, there's no one in particular or anyone in particular. Let me make that clear. Because, see, I know how we think as a people. Oh, you're talking about that person. No, I'm not. They are not on my plate. I promise you, when I ate my dinner tonight, it was quinoa, brown rice, chicken breast, and string beans. Nobody else on my plate. So let me be clear, because for some reason, us as a people, we don't listen. We don't comprehend well. We just assume, and that nobody's picking on anyone. I'm just saying a lot of blogs that I've seen, including on the television, I'm learning that, and I've learned in the past, even when I did my hands-on at school and also at WKKC under the mentorship of Reggie Miles, who was the program director at WKKC, and I was his production. I worked with him on Saturdays, every Saturday morning from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., and I went a lot of places with him. So I know the media business. There are rules that you have to follow when you're doing any type of broadcasting. And this is where I tell a lot of people, if you're going to do broadcasting, do media, go to school. Not take one class, go to school and learn how to do broadcast. TMZ has to pay millions of dollars in insurance because if they gossip about somebody and it's not right, they got to pay. Plus an open apology and not talk about that person no more. This is where we're beginning to be careless. And because as African-American, and I'm not picking on my people, I love my folks, but sometimes you get on my nerves because you don't research. Now, doing a blog like we're doing now, which is, of course, it's governed by Blog Talk Radio and it's free channel, we can talk. But I'm also careful not to demolish someone's reputation without having something to prove, because when you're in broadcast, you don't see anything. You hear it. But then when it gets to the media for the visual part, then you turn around and you'll see in the newspaper. Case in point, last year, which will be a year ago come next month, many of you know, had over 14,000 views about my son Daniel, our son Daniel, at school, at John Fisk Elementary School, which is a part of the CPS system, Chicago Public School System. Daniel had a substitute teacher that wanted to make a curriculum, a musical curriculum, using Chief Keef, Beyonce, Freddie Wap, and Chris Brown. Now, I don't have a problem. I don't hate any of them. I don't even know these people. So, but it's that, what type of music are you representing to children that don't need to have a shock treatment when they get home? You know, when I was in grammar school, I was in Catholic school. I was never Catholic, but my parents were in the Catholic school. And we learned old folk music, is what they call. Learned old Shenandoah, I Long to Hear You, Where Hey You Rolling River, you know. We even had a song called King of the Road, Trailer for Sale or Rent, Room to Let 50 Cent, you know. We sung fun songs. You know, the corny ones that African Americans are not exposed to. But you have folklore music. They call it folklore music. Now, back in the early days when there was no television or radio, you had minstrel shows. Case in point, let's talk about the late Harry Houdini. People went to auditoriums for fun, to see excitement, entertainment, minstrel shows, where you did the puppeteers with the marionette puppets, and you had little things like that, blackface, whiteface. You didn't have nobody talking, because broadcasting come in until decades later. So to be entertained, it was clean fun. The thing that shook up in the magic world was the death of Houdini, Harry Houdini, when he tried to break out of the chamber of water, and he already was sick, and that infection erupted, and they had to get him out of that, and he later died. We've seen movies with Tony Curtis playing that. We've seen so many documentaries and everything about Harry Houdini. Many say he dabbled in witchcraft. Okay, if he did, he did. I don't know. So So the thing about it is that it was always said what someone said. The newspaper would put out what you said, what you meant. Now the newspaper can take your statement and say you love a dog and say you love a hog, but they're not even ask you the true meaning of stuff. That's why you have a lot of talk shows like Wendy Williams, Roland Martin, a lot of shows. I don't watch Wendy Williams, you know, I really don't, because it's once again, it's talk gossip, you know, it's somebody's life. The thing about it is that she, like she did with Roland Martin, very good point. When she spoke about historical black colleges, she did not know the foundation of the historical black colleges. And so she literally just said, well, I'm going to talk about it because I feel like I'm going to do this. I'm a superstar. I feel like I'm like, okay, that's what she did. But now when it got back to Roland on television, he gave a phone call. He's like, hold up, what you talking about? And Roland Martin, outside of being a part of the fraternity, is smart. I give him his kudos. The man is smart, very intelligent. So if you have somebody that went to college that has understood the mechanism of life, process, procedures, policies, rules, historical study. See, folks, they talk about people going to school, getting a degree. There's nothing wrong with obtaining an education, because an education will teach you how not to be a dummy to some things. So now, you know, she went on and told her, hey, no, let me help you out a bit here. And he explained to her, because she did not know. She just, I'm going to blurt it out because I'm going to do what I want to do. It's my show. Yeah, but see, it almost cost you a decent relationship because of what you feel. And you're entitled to feel what you feel. But you have to think before you speak. I want to read this to you all. FCC's rule review of broadcast ownership rules. The Federal Commission, Communications Commission, which is also called FCC, they set limits on a number of broadcast stations, radio and television. An entity can own, as well as limits on the common ownership of broadcast stations and newspapers. As required by Congress, understand, Congress, if you go back to Schoolhouse Rock, you will learn about the position of Congress. The FCC rules, once again, which is the Federal Communications Commission, reviews its media ownership rules every 4 years to determine whether the rules are in the public interest and to repeal or modify any regulation that determines not to meet this criteria. Now, back in the baby boomers days, when it came to television and radio, profanity was not allowed. Am I right, hon?
Right.
You couldn't curse and say S-H-F-U-M-F-B, ho, none. You couldn't say none of those things because it was not a part of the FCC rules. Now, the soap operas started using the A word. So the thing about it is that when it starts saying an A, and it escalated from an A to a B, and then from a B to a ho. And so, you know, I remember the Cosby Show with an episode I just looked at on Hulu where Vanessa was trying to scheme her dad, you know, he's comfortable about going to a party with some college girls and, you know, her friends, and was going to a college party where it was going to be college guys. She tried to say some things, try to trick her daddy, you know, because daddy's always just my little girl. You know, she's going to get food out of me. I don't care. I'll tell her a bit later. And turn around, and Claire Huxford said, I told that little wench. She said, I told her when she could go, she just went to a kid. And she said, put her on the phone. Mama had to step in and straighten her in and out. Now, I never heard hell, B, ho, A on the Cosby Show at all. And I've watched all the episodes. I know every episode from the beginning to the end. And I've never heard profanity used in the Cosby Show. When it started getting to the soap operas, they started breaking that rule a little bit. Because, see, ain't no black soap operas. You had All My Children, Somerset, Wyatt's Hope, General Hospital, One Life to Live, Guided Light, The Bold and the Beautiful, As the World Turns. You had about 10 major soap operas, and all of them I never watched. The only one I really watched, because I have someone that actually was a writer for All My Children, was All My Children. I love the Jesse and Andrew story and the Jenny and Greg story. They didn't start talking about the words until the 90s. So then here you have private comedian shows, Saturday Night Live. You know, they had a little skit, cartoon skit called Tippy Turtle. You know, he said, "What's I going to bother everybody I meet? I'm going to go home and get drunk." So you didn't hear too much. Then when Eddie Murphy came on the scene, he started using the nigger word on a lot of the scripts to be funny, because how they looked at it was comical, and a lot of people did not take offense to that. But in retrospect to that, when it came to using Caucasians, the first thing that Judge Jefferson said from the son said, "Hunky, the white man, hunky." So it was, but see, Norman Lear was a white man. He made the show. So he depicted that African Americans, we think like that, or we talk like that. That's not all the case that we do that. So the FCC rules, they let that slide. Am I right, honey?
That's right.
Now, in December of 2007, the commission completed the 206 quadrennial review, which is every 4 years, of its media ownership rules. The review involved an analysis of the market in which radio, television, and newspaper operated alongside or sometimes provided similar programs as other media such as satellite TV and radio. Now, if you all remember back in the 80s, it was like 83, 84, I think about 82, 83, 84, when On TV first came out, you had to pay for that. You had to pay, what was it, $40 to $80 a month if you wanted On TV, because On TV had movies, including porn. And you had a big old amplifier box that you had, if you wanted On TV, you had to hook it up, and it would transmit from the box to where you're at if you had On TV. A lot of people don't remember On TV was the first cable that we had. Now, we didn't have a lot of channels. You only had 2, 5, 7, and 9, and 32, and 12. You didn't have no, well, they call it 12 now, Fox. We didn't have no news on Fox Radio. If you had to watch the news, you watched glimpses of the news on PBS, which is public broadcasting system, owned by Channel 11, Crawford Broadcasting. A lot of people don't know. Crawford Channel owns a lot, including the company that does the internet, Clear Channel. Clear. That's who Crawford, Clear. Yes, yes, you have to do your research. So now, when you look at, you couldn't watch porn unless you had On TV and you had to have a subscription. So now, after a while, people started buying it just for the sake of watching porn. And so many selective movies on television. So the thing about it is that they ended up wiping it out and bringing in cable slowly, because Comcast were nowhere in the picture. You either went to Blockbusters, to Richo Videos, you had to rent it for like 2 or 3 days, you paid like what, $2 or whatever, you can get all the scary movies, all the porn movies. People were keeping the movies, wouldn't bring it back, so they kind of ran poor Blockbuster out of business. So there were certain things that could not be seen, but now, fast forward it, now we see all of sex scenes and alternative lifestyle videos. We're seeing it now. Logo is owned by another network. A lot of people don't know. Let me help you out. So you'll know who owns Logo. Because I told somebody the other day, well, a while ago, Logo, because they have, this is why when cable, you have a right to take out what you don't want to see on your television. If you know that when you order in your package, that literally they ask you what channels do you want. I think it's Viacom. Viacom. Yep. It was launched in 2005. Viacom owns Logo. For those of you all who don't do no research, Viacom also owns its sister channels, are BET, Comedy Central, CNT, MTV, MTV2, MTV3, Tress, MTVU, Nickelodeon, Nick Jr., Nicktoons, Spike, TeenNick, TV Land, and VH1. Now, the background of the Logo launched, as I previously stated, in 2005 as a first advertiser to support commercial channels in the United States that was geared towards the LGBT community. It was founded by the former MTV executive Matt Farber. The first president was Brian Graydon. And a magazine, as the 15th most powerful gay person in America in 2007, Logo replaced VH1 Mega Hits when it was launched. So this is where Viacom also make movies. They make a lot of television stations. So this is when you find out who's doing something. I'm doing the research for you. I knew it was Viacom. Now, when you go back, OWN technically is not owned by Oprah Winfrey. Another board shareholders own OWN, and they hired her to bring on other programs. I Fix My Life, The House of Healing. You got Sweetie Pies. You got all of Tyler Perry's is geared on OWN Network. So now, in a sense, African Americans, we don't have a black cable network station that are owned by blacks. BET is not owned by African Americans. It's owned by another group of shareholders who hired African Americans. See? So now understand, when you're doing blogging and blog talks and you're doing YouTube, you need to know rules. Now, let's go back to the FCC rules. Now, the FCC also addressed in 2004 court decision that brought several ownership rules changes the commission to adopt in 2003. The FCC in 2007 voted to modestly relax its existing ban on newspaper broadcast cross-ownership, which had been in effect for more than 30 years, which left the other rules intact as they replaced pre-203. Okay, to kick off the 2010 general review, the FCC held public workshops between November 2009 to May 2010 in Washington, D.C., Columbia, South Carolina, Tampa, Florida, and Chatham, California. The workshops were held to encourage input from the public, academics, industry stakeholders, and the public interest community on a range of media ownership. It's owning your own, but there are certain rules that you have to follow, you have to go by. When I look at a lot of the blogs or YouTubes, I see a lot of people, I want to say what I have to say, and when I say it, it's my man, it's There are certain things, even when it comes to pornography, there are certain things you have to get permission to do. We could not sit up and put Linda Lovelace on our program without asking the company that produced that video. I'll just give you an example. We have to be careful, because when you cross the FCC rules and you have no training, no knowledge, you're really looking like a donkey, because you don't have an understanding of what is national television ownership, newspaper broadcast station cross-ownership, and dual TV network ownership. Of course, the merger between ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, yes, local TV, multiple ownership. You watch the regular news every day. My husband is a fanatic for the news. I'm not, because all I hear is somebody got killed, somebody got raped, somebody got molested. It's boring. It's heart-wrenching. I want to see the news say, you know what, there was a cat in the tree, and the dog went up and rescued the cat, and we want to give the cat and the dog a supply lifetime of food. I want to hear something that makes sense. Now, in the religious world, I'm learning a lot of Christians, let me say believers. Believers feel we know the law. No, you do not know the law. And so when you feel you know the law and the FCC come and pay you a visit, guess what you're going to say? Because you don't know. I've told many people, if you want to learn broadcast media or radio television production, do what I did and go to school. Get some knowledge up under you, because you can have a bunch of paper reading off something, ain't even nothing on that, just to show something. When I did the Chief Keith, it was not to tear Chief Keith down. It was the fact that if you're going to do a music curriculum, put some Bach into it. Put the early musicians of the Bible, because a lot of folks are ignorant to where music came from. Martin Luther, Garibaldi, they played music for God, but there were keys that represented God, and they didn't cross R&B over into religion. They knew. So when you're dealing with certain things, educate yourself. Now, if you're going to do a gossip blog, then I suggest that you get you $100 million or $200 million or $15.90 billion or get you $999 billion and put it up in your bank. Because once you gossip about somebody and you're not there to visually see, why do you think that the major news stations sent out reporters? Leah Hope came to my house. I didn't expect them to come to my house because I spoke with someone else that told me to take the Chicago Sun-Times. I did my duty by showing the proof and my opinion about, listen, I don't want my child learning about a guy that's involved in drugs and gangs. That's not music. That's pure ignorance to me. If I'm sitting up in school and I'm learning old white folk music, folklore music, he should be learning something. Not to be saying, oh, well, they're professionals. Yeah, they're professionals in their own right, but you're not going to even see them in no history books. I bet you don't see it in other culture areas. Other culture areas not going to put. You're going to find Bach, Beethoven. You're going to find all of the old school writers. What is the difference with a sonnet versus a chord? See, these are things that children need to know. So when you're doing blogs and you're doing broadcasts, you need to know roles. It's not about your feelings. Especially old news. If stuff is old, what are you going to do about that? Well, I'm a scissor. No, you idiot. Because you sit up there, you literally are going to go back and pull stuff that happened 30, 40, 50 years ago. And everybody that was a part of that case is probably dead by now. I mean, come on. You may find a break in some cases with a lot of college students that are in law school learning to be lawyers, or as my dear said, lawyers, but you got to learn the rules. Because gossip versus television is different. That's why TMZ and National Enquirer is always sued, because they hear something and they just go out there and they carbon copy what they heard. But they ain't investigating them themselves. And a lot of times when they do investigate, it's not accurate. There's a rule of thumb in doing broadcast and investigation. Do your own research. But if your mind is not together in knowing what the person is saying when you interview them, it's a waste of time. So now we begin to get personal to the point that we start cursing each other out. And we start threatening each other. And guess what? And it's not winning anyone to Christ. I see a lot of YouTube. I saw one lady. I saw two ladies. And I'm like, do you all even know what y'all talking about? It's like, what are you talking about? Well, I'm just saying because what I heard. No. Talk about something else. Talk about gardening or doing hair. Talk about something that you used to. Because what happens, you bring a reproach on yourself. And I'm going to tell you something. In media, it is not hard for people to remember what you said. It is not hard. Why? Because you open your mouth. If you're not a professional media person with an education to back it up, then you need to redirect your blog a different kind of way or your broadcast a different kind of way. Make it informative enough for you to reach people, not to cut people's life down. Because when you're doing that, you're bringing condemnation on other people because somebody told you something. One thing about my husband now, we don't hang around family. We don't hang around nobody. We mind our own business. If you want to know something about me, you call me yourself, and I'll tell you what I want you to know. But to do these things, everybody is stabbing each other in the back. Well, I'm going to record you while you're talking. Well, I'm going to see all that stuff there, that kind of stuff there. See, there's a law. Because if you don't let the person know that you're recording them or get their rights or permission, you can get sued. Illegally recorded someone without their permission. It happened to me. And I promise you, same as sexy as I was, I wanted to take that whole phone and shut that thing down. That girl's throat so hard to where her stops came out. That's how I felt, I'm being honest with you. Because it was something stupid. It wasn't nothing even big anyway. Is that I made a statement that, hey, if this man's son gonna tell us what to do, then he needs to step to the plate. And I made it very well known to her. She decided to want to take it a little further. And now look at something happened to her. Now she ain't too happy with her life. See, it comes back later on and bites you. So if you're going to record somebody, ask them, what I am going to do a report, and I want to know if I can record. That is what you do when you're a professional investigator. You have license. You have certification. Every state has a different law. But to go and get the gossip on somebody, and like we know gossip on a whole lot of folks. We know truth. We know some that's not true. But I don't have time to bring it on my program because I know there are people out there that need help. But I will deal with issues like the church, and if the people are not helping anyone to get saved, it's bypassing the church door because they're going to look on YouTube and see a bunch of men and women and everybody else cursing, saying stuff, and you don't even know. It's good to have your own opinion, but have some facts behind what you're trying to say, particularly when it comes to somebody else's life. My husband and I don't fool with nobody. And nobody can say they can fool with us because they ain't in our house. And they never have been in our house. So the thing about it is that when you are blogging or doing YouTube or any other blog talk, you need to learn the rules so you can be able to have something. Now, if you go to YouTube, don't just talk you got proof. Put it up there. That's how you do it. Put it up there. Here it goes. I know a lot of folks don't know the difference between a decree or an affidavit. That's bad. That's literally bad. Is there any closing remarks, honey, you have? Any closing remarks?
No, other than that, it's been enlightening me, also, because I don't really deal with media, but so it's been an eye-opener to me. She definitely did her homework when she talked about the old broadcast going back with the coffees. So just like the media can be kind to you, now the same media that embraced Bill Cosby is kind of like, you know, turning their back on him in some ways.
Yeah, they did. They did. They turned their back. And media can do that because, see, it's all about money and it's about popularity. If you're a preacher and you want to do a blog, do a media report on how it's wrong to be a leader causing dissension among the seeds and not get to the point that where you want to shoot somebody in the head or you want to slice somebody's throat. When the people with the word of God, because talking about stuff that's old or what you think you know and you may not even know, half of the time I'm going to tell you right now, folks, remember what you say, and they ain't going to talk to you, and they will run as quick as a wily coyote chasing Roadrunner, because they don't know what you're going to say. And so the thing about it is that people tend to talk off of the surface, but then they don't talk underneath because they say, well, I don't know, but I just know this. And their facts are not even together. Get your facts together. Do your homework. And if the people or person do not want to talk to you about it, then you leave it alone. Am I right, honey? Leave it alone. You ain't got to come back on nobody because they're going to show them own selves up at the end of the day. So those of you who want to be professional media, you need to go to school. Go to school. Go to two-year college. Go to four-year college. Learn the rules of the FCC. Learn the difference of ownership when you have a broadcast. If you want a broadcast company, then get you a bunch of people that have money. I ain't talking about no public aid or Social Security. I'm talking about money. Present a business plan. Write a business plan. And then tell them what type of show you want to do and let them invest the money for you to be able to produce the right type of stuff. Now, if you want to be silly and just want a gossip show, then get ready to put up your billions of dollars because you're going to get sued. I promise you, you will. Because you don't have facts, you don't know how to pop it, and you don't have to be sneaky about it. Ask the person. That's what get a lot of people killed. Investigators can send folk out and they get shot because they don't know who you are. And we don't have to do that. And that's a bad thing to do because we already have a problem as African-Americans relating to each other. A lot of people got anger issues. A lot of people got church hurt. A lot of folks got worldly hurt. But when we don't come together and we throw each other under the bus, I literally, and my thing like this, if somebody is sitting in my household, I'm done with you. I don't have to put you on my plate. That's all there is to it. Whatever anybody has said about that person, I ain't got nothing to say. Because guess what? I know what they did to me. I let it alone. I don't get invited. Yeah, well, here's some. I don't do that. I don't sneak. If I want to say something, like I told one of the leaders in my father-in-law's jurisdiction, I said, I don't have no dog in this fight. Whoever's talking to other people about what's going on in his personal life, I ain't with them. I don't know who it is, and I don't care. I don't care. I literally don't care. Because why? Don't nobody care about me. I don't care about you. I'll pray the Lord bless you and get your head together or whatever's going on. I don't care. We have work to do in the community. I'm sitting up here worried about the election because I got to rush the polls. That's what my mind is at and finishing school. So you think I have time to be sitting up watching all that stuff? No, I don't. I have folks out there tell me, oh, see this lady on YouTube. See what you think about her. Half of these folks don't have a life. Don't have a life. They just want to talk about something. I got to talk about something. You should be finding you a job or going to school and become a professional. If you notice, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox 32, these folks, they hire professional, skilled journalists. They offer them a high salary, $80,000, $90,000. They pay for them going in and out of town, stay at a hotel. So you know, if you're going to be a blogger, get paid. Don't get paid no little money. Don't get paid being a snitch. Get paid some real money. Get paid a career salary with benefits. Being somebody snitch and telling junk, you ain't got no benefits in it. You have no 401. You have no vacation tax. You ain't got nothing that's coming to you. So if you're going to be a journalist, be a professional journalist and give your program and get hired and do like Harry Porterfield did, someone you should know. Until next time, you all be blessed and have a safe week.